test.
You went on this show.
You kind of have to keep up with it. It's very intelligent.
It sounds like a scam.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And this would be the 420 edition. Hello. And good evening.
Warning. The Surgeon General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Dangerous. Hazard to your head. Does that mean anything to you? Them legalize marijuana. Right here in Jamaica.
It's a dance break.
Yeah, I can see that. You're doing the wave. Yeah. Okay, four decades after a group of California high schoolers coined the term 420, one of the holiday's biggest mysteries has finally been solved. So, do you know the origin? Anybody in the room? Dwayne, Valerie of 420?
I don't know the origin, but I'm just going to guess.
Well, go ahead.
Weed?
Well, yeah, yes. But how did that become
a thing? How did that, yeah.
I think it was like a real, and this is probably, what do you call it, urban legend. Like, it was just a local high school reference for it.
You're almost onto it. So there's a lot of origin stories go out there. Adolf Hitler's birthday, the police code for marijuana possession, the date of Bob Marley's death, which, by the way, was May 11th, so no. The real story...
Stoner answer.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's close.
Yeah, the real story, however, probably goes back to a group of high school friends in Northern California's Marin County.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
Right. Of course, nobody can definitively prove that they were the first person to use 420, but... here's the way this story goes. So in 1971, a small circle of San Rafael high school students known as the Waldos, they say for the wall where they'd hang out by the school, heard a Coast Guard service member stationed at Point Reyes had been tending a secret pot crop that he could no longer take care of. So armed with a treasure map drawn by the Coast Guardsman himself, the friends would meet after school at 420 to try to find this stash. Week after week, the Waldos would meet, you know, by the school's Louis Pasteur, the statue, and smoke a little pot, hop in Waldo's Steve Capper's car, and make the 40-minute drive, the trip to Point Reyes. They never did find the crop, but the 420, you know, Louis thing, so- and then just 420 became the group's code word for weed, meaning something that their friends could say in front of their parents and teachers, nobody would know what they were talking about.
Okay, I get that.
And the term slowly but surely went beyond
Marin. If you meet at 420, but it's a 40-minute ride there, shouldn't you just say 5 o'clock?
It's too late now.
Dude, I'm
too
blowing, late. I am blowing some stoner's mind right now. Like, whoa.
Yeah, that was a head full, wasn't it? Okay, so let's have some fun with this.
One love.
Gotta love Bob Marley.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Yeah, I'm on. Okay, so here's a great story that Dwayne brought towards the radio station and the show today. And it is on Snapchat, of all things Snapchat. And if you don't know what that is, it's an app that everybody's using now, and I still don't have it down.
Anyone who's anyone is using Snapchat.
Oh, dude, I know, right? I know. It drives me crazy.
Now, is that? I think that's the one I'm on. I use it every now and then, a little bit. But
well, if you're his age, he goes to San Francisco State, then.
I am so not. I'm his age, like, times you.
Well, then at least I have
Times
a damn good excuse. Right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, here's the deal. So let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. There are filters on there.
Yeah, there are filters on Snapchat.
For pictures.
Yeah. So like the app Masquerade.
Masquerade, yes.
Yeah, you could like change up your face or add different like features to your face. So like there's one where you can open your mouth and you like vomit out rainbows.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian does that one all the time. Yeah.
So they had one for 420, which was Bob Marley's face and dreads and a beanie, and they place it like right onto your face. And so
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool, but it's been getting a lot of backlash because people are saying it's blackface.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's nothing is simple. these days.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't want to offend, but inevitably I will. I mean, what is it that I said when I tried it? Because we all try
it. Oh,
yeah, you look at the phone, you look at the camera that's, so you can see your own image with the superimposed
with
thing.
The frontal camera.
And so we're passing around the office laughing. It's hilarious. I get to me, and I just look like I have dirt on my face because I'm so white. It just makes me look dirty. And
what are you trying to say?
People, exactly. I'm like, send all hate mail to
Valerie
yes. at KGO.com. No, don't. But I was like, you know, I don't know. Is it really making fun of black people? It's not. It's an homage to the Rastafarian. But, you know.
Well, it's 420, and people think of Bob Marley. But you think, Dwayne, it's cultural misappropriation.
Well, I don't think it's as serious as it's being put out to be. But
yeah, it's up on the internet.
Yeah, it is trending. But I do think in some forms it is blackface. Because
it's right on that line.
It's on that line.
Yeah.
I don't think it was intentional, obviously. I feel like Snapchat's looking at this like, it's too late now. We already have it out. But like,
well, they're also looking at us, we're buzzing. We're trending.
And that's true. We're talking about it. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. And also like the fact that he was put as a filter on like 420 is like implying that he's only remembered as an artist who smoked pot.
Right, when he was such an activist.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a political.
Exactly. So it's like, why do they choose 420 to put him on? Why didn't they wait until it was his birthday?
Who else should they have done?
In May.
Who else would you, for 420?
Let me see. I don't know what celebrity smokes a lot
60s.
Of pot.
Who's the lead singer from that 90s band who got caught with it?
Oh, well, you know, who doesn't? 808-0810.
Fair enough.
Cultural misappropriation, is it blackface, do you think? And by the way, even if you don't have Snapchat, you can weigh in on this. I mean, you simply hold the camera towards your face and insert your face into Bob Marley's, and obviously you become black. Here are some of the tweets going around. So, there's a Bob Marley at Snapchat filter. Blackface is apparently okay now. What? Somebody else tweets, I'm disgusted by what I've seen at Snapchat today. Honestly, can't believe this. Another tweet says this. This Bob Marley Snapchat thing is blackface in 2016. Effectively. Digital disrespect. So, 808-0810. Do you think that it is? 415 if you're outside the area code.
I'm liking that people are more aware, but do you think we're all just really, like, super sensitive? Like my white guilt self type people like me are like, wait, I heard about this. Oh, are we doing it? We're doing it. We're doing it, guys. Oh, this is the thing we're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so we're going to like, I can point fingers faster than you.
Yeah. I feel like it's a really touchy subject to begin with also. And I feel like you can't tell, where's the line, you know? It's like, I see both sides.
But you came in today and thought that it was cultural misappropriation.
Like, I don't think it was cultural misappropriation. I thought it was blackface, but I don't feel
It's blackface.
It's appropriation. Is it misappropriation?
It's like, that's why it's hard. It's like, the line is so thin. Like, it is blackface, but I don't think it was intentionally trying to disrespect any
I think it
cultures,
got out there
you know?
And people went, this doesn't look good.
Like, if this issue didn't have those tweets or any of that backing it up, then it probably would have just, like,
okay, 808-0810. Well, at first when he told me this, I immediately referenced Masquerade, where you could become the president.
Okay, tell me what Masquerade is.
Well, Masquerade was just acquired by Facebook.
It's an app?
Right. I do believe I'm correct about that. Yes, it's an app, and it was the first one to use these filters, I think, and then Facebook bought them out, I do believe. Mm-hmm. But then Snapchat, you can put these filters on also.
Yeah.
So there were other African Americans that, you know, I could put my face into. I mean, I became Barack Obama, and that would be conceived as blackface also.
Yeah, but I think because more people use Snapchat, I think that's where it got more... I don't know, more ground.
Well, right. So well, Masquerade was kind of...
Masquerade, the idea of Masquerade in that larger context, it's like, look, I can look like anyone, a celebrity,
yeah, you could look like the
figure.
Joker, you could look like a bear, your eyes.
I think it's the spirit with which it's used, and, you know, that's very interpretive, so...
Well, and somebody referenced, by adding, it wasn't, let me see here,
blah, 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 blah. Bob Marley's legacy just shouldn't be reduced to pot smoking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's more of what I'm kind of focusing on. I did like identify that it was blackface in some form.
Mm-hmm.
But what mostly got me is, why is that even a filter on 420 in the first place?
Well, because he has the song, I just played it. Legalized marijuana, Mon.
Well, and I smoked two joints before. I smoked a joint. Yeah.
Warning.
Yeah.
The Surgeon General wants.
So people do associate marijuana with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's just like someone walking around with a Bob Marley shirt saying, I love Bob Marley. And it's like, name one of his songs.
I'd say it's like, love, right?
What do you know about him? He smokes pot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be back, 808-0810. Oh, and speaking of marijuana, I'll take a couple of Lee Grahams of Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
KGO 810 Traffic.
And again, for those of you who are enjoying, if you're enjoying 420 Day in the Bay Area, none of these construction slowdowns are going to bother you at all.
On the next generation of KGO 810.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice?
See, now Snapchat should have put it, they could have put a filter of Jerry Garcia up there and not Bob Marley, and there would be none of this blackface, these blackface allegations going on.
No, it would be deadhead face.
I think it's, you know, it seems like, okay, on this 420, I don't know. You played
Fish Face. The band Fish, Fish Face.
Right, Fish Face. And on this 420, you've played so much Call of Duty, you've applied for VA benefits by now. No one your age should watch that much SpongeBob, or, you know, you've already OD'd twice today on Trail Mix. That's a sign you've had enough.
Ooh.
Yes. Okay, I want to talk about Michael Strahan. Oh, yeah, with Kelly Ripa. So, boy, this is a big deal. Kelly Ripa believes Michael Strahan stabbed her in the back by not telling her that he was bailing on her. So, yes, it's live with Kelly, okay, and Michael Strahan. It used to be live with Regis, originally Kathy Lee Gifford.
They're changing the name of the show to Jealous with Kelly Ripa.
Oh, she didn't show up for work today.
And she won't for how many days?
I think through the beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going on strike.
Long weekend for her.
According to TMZ, sources connected to Kelly and Live tell them that although Michael was under strict orders by Disney CEO Bob Iger not to tell anyone about his move to GMA, he's moving to Good Morning America. She feels, as a colleague who played a critical role in his rise to fame on television, he should have given her heads up.
Critical role in his rise to fame? She sat across from him and hugged a coffee cup.
She's like, I made you.
She hugged her mug and looked at her
so
face.
Nasty.
I love to rip on Ripa. I do love to hate on her.
Rip on Ripa.
She has the sharpest shins. They just hurt me to look at.
It's just
bad. Just hugged. Oh, wee.
And you know what? Here's the thing with Valerie. You point these things out and they're valid. But see, I don't look at them as nasty.
No.
I think she's very charismatic.
You just see her. She's bubbly. She's got yellow hair. Yeah, I get it. Okay. I don't like. I watched her look at her own like face in a monitor off camera for an entire show, like play with how do you.
She does do that, right?
I'm like, talking about,
she mugs for the camera.
And like, tell me, right. Point to me where on the Kelly Ripa is her talent? I do not see it.
Oh, geez, you're just relentless. Okay, so, but Michael Strahan was on this morning, but no Kelly Ripa, and she's been missing in action. He's going to Good Morning America. For what we're hearing is $10 to $20 million, somewhere in between.
Good for him. And good for GMA. That show has kind of been sleepy for a
long time. Oh, well, this is what they need to do, yes.
Yeah, he's a really likable guy.
Yeah.
And he can fill in the gap between GMA and today.
And like,
Bump has the gap in his tooth. There you go.
Thank you. I was like, are you going there?
Rim shot.
And I think he's getting paid more because when he was on Live, I think he got like $15 million. In that past year.
No, that's probably what his new salary will be with Good Morning America. Yeah, so here's this was very awkward this morning. Awkward because the show is live. Anna Guest or Gasteyer?
Gasteyer.
Mm-hmm. You're right. She filled in for Kelly on the show. But hey, live is live, just like we are now. So here is Michael making the uncomfortable. I'm going to play it from here. Uncomfortable announcement.
How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I've been in the news lately.
I hear that. Yeah. I hear that you have some news.
Yeah, some news. Been in the news that I'm leaving this show. And to go over to GMA full time, which is going to happen in September. Thank you. Thank you all so much for your support. I really want to thank, of course, Kelly Ripa, because Kelly's, yeah. Kelly welcomed me here, and I've learned so much from her, and she's just been an amazing influence on me, and this has truly changed my life to be here with her. Kelly, I thank you. I love you, and everyone else here at Live. And I'm not going to cry on TV, Mama. I promise you. But everybody, thank you. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
So the story rolls that Michael reached out to Kelly after the announcement, but she did not respond. And she was too busy looking at her reflection. She's really, really super pissed.
How can you tell? When your bubbly personality isn't quite as bubbly?
Well, look, first of all, the two of them did not get along.
I think that's the story.
Yeah. No, I didn't. But you know what?
I thought they had good chemistry on this show.
In show business, the people don't always get along, but that's show business.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate your guts.
She thought he was full of himself or something.
Yes. Well,
he showed up with an entourage.
He would roll with an entourage.
Projecting.
Yes.
Okay. There's a word for that in psychology. It's called projecting.
Well, let's see here. So I'm sure that she felt that way because she was with Regis for a number of years, and my God, the show is 30 years old now at this point.
Well, you can't resuscitate Regis. I mean, he's practically live with Larry King. I mean,
well, yeah, exactly. And but the thing is, now what's going to happen? So there's several rumors here that are working and theories that I'm thinking in my mind. First of all, Good Morning America is now 2 hours. So what they could do is, and I'm sure they will do this, they're going to roll out a third hour. So technically, they could bring Kelly in there with Stephanopoulos and Robin.
Because she could hold a conversation with George Stephanopoulos.
Well, he would do the news. He would do the news. And
what is this Isis? Let's talk about Isis in the world news.
And the other rumor is, look, the other rumor is that they may, let me see. So who is, I'm trying to think here, is after the, well, Rachel Ray.
I love me Rachel Ray.
They could
Ray.
Bounce Rachel Ray out and find another co-host for Kelly.
Well, somebody has to go,
or The View's going to go. One of them's going to go.
Wait, to make more room for the
if they're going
live
to keep live,
show?
Yes, because if live goes, this is all Disney.
I see
ABC.
Her show's in jeopardy.
Yeah, The View's not. I don't think The View's going to go.
No.
Rachel Ray could go.
Well, no, it won't though, because who did they just get on? And I really like them. They just added someone.
Raven?
I can't keep up with it.
No. Not Raven?
Someone new. Someone's insane. Anyway.
I don't know who they are except for Whoopi at this point.
Yeah.
And Joy Behar.
I know Whoopi and Raven. That's it.
I love Behar too. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just know Whoopi because, Whoopi's awesome.
Well, she's
Whoopi.
And then, a rock. I mean, she's...
And then
she's,
Raven because Raven just talks about...
Raven Simone.
She's always in the... And her hair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's moving to Canada if Trump wins the election.
Yeah, she's going to bounce and go to Canada. Okay, bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Except she doesn't realize you just can't move to Canada.
Yeah,
When she said that stupid statement, Joy Behar called her out on it and said, oh, you're going to go to Canada. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
In other words... Yeah, that was a...
Like, I'm a celebrity. I can go wherever I want.
No, you can't. No, it's just like coming here. No, you can't.
You can go for vacation.
But apparently you can here. But,
yeah, whatever.
Right. So somebody's going to go.
Ooh, and it might be...
AGO go away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder who it will be. We'll stay tuned. Mm.
She's probably mad that she didn't get the offer.
Well, no, maybe she could. She could. She could be invited in that third hour.
Nah, they already have. Do they still do the Hoda and the what's her name show, that third hour of GMA?
Is that on another network?
No, Today. Oh, I'm thinking of Today's show. Never mind.
Yes. So,
I'm a dork.
And so they want to reset to go after Today.
I see. That's what's happening.
This is a whole reset.
I am learning
Michael
so much
Strahan
from you.
To bring in, yeah, I,
I know my pop culture. Mm-hmm. I'm down, especially with industry stuff. All right, let's take a break, and we'll continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On the next generation of KGO 810.
It's 420, everybody. Your daughters, Mary Jane and Ganja, really want you to quit now. So please do. All right. Lots to talk about. How about people giving marijuana to their pets?
No.
Oh, listen to you. No.
It can be super, super bad for them.
Really
especially
bad.
With the edibles. It can be toxic for them.
Really, really bad.
Especially because now there's the... Well, you know, it used to be just be, okay, oh, no, got into a pot brownie. About, but what if it's a concentrate?
Now you're talking because you're probably thinking of people, idiots, who are blowing smoke into the dogs or cats'
or
face.
Leaving edibles around or,
yeah,
stuff.
Okay. Edibles are the most dangerous.
But what are you talking about?
I'm talking about medicinal marijuana.
Oh,
it can help
yes.
humans so with, deal with pain, chemo, and anxiety. Why not try it for pets?
Only if a veterinarian says it's okay.
Well, okay. Well, we're
only
in the right state
prescribes.
For that. Right. Okay. That's right. Yeah.
Only if the vet prescribes it.
That's right.
You're going to take your...
What's your veterinarian's name? Oh,
Kitty Puff. Puff.
Dr. Puff Puff says that my kitty should have a... Yeah. Okay.
Make sure your pet gets their card.
I need to take my Abolicious So Delicious into the pot doctor. Can I have a prescription for this? No. So anyway, this is a part of the latest growth market for pot, and it's pets. There's a story about this person, this woman, this dog, I suppose, was diagnosed with bladder cancer in January. The vet cancer specialist presented this person with a range of treatment options from anti-inflammatory drugs to chemo and radiation, and they were told that it would cost close to $7,000. Instead, she took the advice of a neighbor who had just recovered from cancer surgery with the help of medical marijuana, and she suggested, you know, why don't you try something like that for your dog?
But that's the advice of a neighbor. And how do you dose it so it's not too much?
Well, you
dog?
Get the CBDs and a little dabble, do you, I suppose. But look.
We're not advocating this, listeners, are we?
No, I'm not advocating it. I'm reading
the
story
sure.
here. I'm looking. Yes.
On behalf of Karen the board op, who's like, her heart bleeds more than me for animals, I so that she doesn't slit her wrists right now, I'm like, just to know, we're talking about it. We're not advocating it.
Now,
okay.
I think that this is something, but it's on the horizon, and obviously there's going to be veterinarians who do, who will recommend.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
By the ASPCA, and PETA will not endorse medical cannabis for animals due to the lack of research, and veterinarians cannot prescribe it. Owners have to obtain it on their own, so it's unclear how big the business is. But it is a multi-million dollar idea. Now, come on, obviously it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out there. And there are people who are using CBD capsules, break them wide open, put them in the cat's food. Within an hour, I'm looking at the story, the cat will start eating again.
Okay.
Non-detectable levels of THC in Canacril.
Okay.
You know, because so there are people, obviously,
it's just,
they're not
you
talking
got me
about...
With the, you got me with the headline. I'm like, no!
No.
Yeah,
well, do not feed Fido munchies that have got laced.
Well, the headlines are always clickbait. Hello.
And really, actually, that sounds like
hello.
Some sort of pageant. I won Miss
G'day.
Clickbait. Like, is that a convention?
Sure, it
yeah,
is.
Sure.
It is all the time, all day.
I won Miss
day.
Clickbait.
Well, you're a victim of my clickbait all day long.
Okay, that sounds odd. It's not just my dirty mind. That sounds odd.
Don't I stack your email pile high?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. And away we KGO go.
Indeed. Let's talk about James Franco says he's a little bit gay.
Nuh-uh. Yes.
Okay. Well,
okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And
why not?
And am I shocked? No. And is he beautiful? Yes. And has he played both types of roles? And I've been mesmerized by all of them? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I will see him kiss anybody.
James Franco's sexuality has been the subject of much speculation, including James Franco, the actor, author, artist himself. In an interview with New York Magazine, going between his straight and gay selves in the April 18th issue, discussing he once elaborated, well, he is going to elaborate on the subject, describing him as himself as a little gay.
It's like, it's funny. The straight press and the gay press are both just... They care so much.
They care
really
so much. Is that what it is?
Sleeping with.
It's not clickbait. We care. It's because we care. It's because he's hot.
He's hot.
And he's an enigma. It's if he can't really put someone in a pigeonhole, he becomes the other, and then you're, what's that about?
Yeah, and you're curious, right? And you want to know.
Yeah.
Search, and you Google.
But I'm not curious like that, but maybe I am.
Here's what he said. He said, there's a bit of over-focusing on my sexuality, both by the straight press and the gay press. And so the first question is, why do they care? Well, because I'm a celebrity, so I guess they care who I'm having sex with, as you just said. Yeah. It's where my allegiance lies, where my sensibilities lie. How do I define myself? Yeah, I'm a little gay.
That's awesome.
And there's a gay James.
So that's great. The fact that you can say, I'm a little gay, and it's not one thing or the other, I think that is the take home.
Yeah, he's fluid, which is really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Everyone wants to know because he's hot and famous.
Yeah, everybody kind of wants to bang him. Come on.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Everyone wants to know if they have a chance.
I know,
that's right?
Right.
That's really what it is. Plus, what happens if you get press coverage from the straight press and the gay press?
Yeah, there
that
you
becomes
go.
Great
Bam.
Press.
Right there.
That's your clickbait.
Mm-hmm.
That's your Franco bait.
Oh, he is such clickbait. I would click on his bait all night long.
All night long.
All night.
That makes us all a little bit gay now, doesn't
it? Absolutely. Gay men. Gay men. Hallelujah.
Man.
Stop looking at me like that. Now you're all wondering about me.
It's raining.
It's these glasses. They make me look a little nerdy. Just because I didn't wear makeup today. God.
Oh, and then we put the Bob Marley filter on you, and you said, oh, it makes you look dirty.
It does.
Well,
I'm
you
so,
just walked
it,
into I, that.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Yeah. Like, please send all hate mail to KGO.com.
Address it to Valerie, please.
Mm, looking forward to it.
So Ted Cruz had a campaign rally in Philadelphia last night, and he said something about America that came off, I would say, a little bizarre, a little odd.
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
No, you can't do
Wait,
that.
What? Wait, what?
Oh,
dude,
no.
You didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
Did
yeah.
he?
Yay, do.
Wow.
Yay, do.
That probably sounded
Man.
So much better in his head, and
oh,
he was just like,
God.
This is going to own
I'm This
like,
is,
own
there's
everything.
Such, my art history is, nut is going, my nerd is just, I'm like, ever since... You have the new world represented by a semi-nude woman, and that she is laying bare for the men to take over. I mean, this is not helping. This is not progressive.
Well, and you wonder why they're having trouble with the female vote.
Nope.
That was Trump.
Nope.
Yeah, but
wow.
You know, and then Ted Cruz says something like,
"America
this.
Has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat."
Oh, that's creepy.
In what?
And
it just creeps
voice.
Me out.
His voice when he says it.
Oh,
good.
I just
has
can't
been laying down with
him.
Her back on the mat and her high heels
probably,
still on.
He's probably reading this in the mirror like, oh, I'm going to own this. This is going to be great.
Well, it's all yours, dude. Run with it.
Yeah.
Good
it belongs
luck.
To you.
Jeez,
take
that was
it home.
Hilarious.
President of Creepyville.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
I know. How do we?
He sounds like Smithers. Not Smithers. He sounds like, what's that Simpsons character who's the...
The old
businessman.
Yeah, Smithers is like
his assistant.
Right.
He sounds like the old guy.
Yeah.
His name, I can't remember.
And
right
I don't know what it is
I
either.
I can't remember either.
It's okay.
Well, it's 420. We don't need to.
Yeah, we're going to use that all day until midnight.
Oh, geez. And I tell you what, it's comments. I don't know. He just creeps me out. I didn't even need to hear that. So if I have to pick one or the other, then I'm going to pick Trump.
You know, I think I know what I'm getting with Trump. I don't like it, but I think I know what I'm getting.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
With Cruz?
Nobody likes him. No one likes him.
It doesn't get better.
It doesn't.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah. It's it's like you don't know what to expect, and it's not a settling feeling.
And it's, you know what the oddest thing about him is that
his punchable face?
No, the true Puritans of the Conservative Party, he is their only chance. And by the way, he was pretty much eliminated last night.
Yeah.
So it will be a brokered contested
convention. Kucinich beat him.
Kasich.
Oops. Hey. I'm having an extremely blonde moment. Blonde, send your hate mail my way. I know. I'm objectifying you.
Kelly Ripa
with your sharp shins. Just
send your love mail to
your sharp shins and yellow hair.
Oh, man. Gosh. Way down deep, I am shallow. And that's
the
truth.
I like Kasich a lot.
Yeah?
Yes. If I were to pick a Republican.
He's not overtly offensive anyway.
Yeah, not at all.
I think Kasich is a nice guy.
If I had a chance to hear more about what actual platforms and arguments people have instead of this bully pulpit playground thing, I might know what he stands for.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. After last night's election, his advisors must have told him, okay, let's try to unite the party because you're probably going to win, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he came out last night after he won New York and referenced Ted Cruz as Senator Cruz, which was a first. He kept saying, Senator Cruz, Senator Cruz. But yet today, he's making campaign stops, and he's back to Lion Ted and Crooked Hillary.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's okay when you're coming, he's busy. He's got to stay focused. When you're rolling with this.
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
All right, Creepyville. We'll be right back. First, a look at traffic with, it's 420. It's a Lee Graham. It's time for a Lee Graham. We want two of Lee Grahams to go.
A little Dave Matthews, everybody. Everywhere.
Sour as my fingers, a dirty big pocket. I can still taste you, but I won't wash my hands.
That's dirty.
You love it. Great in concert.
Love Dave Matthews. Drex casting live all over the Western United States every night. And I'm in the center of the universe today, not because of Silicon Valley, because it's 420.
That makes you the center of the universe?
Yes.
Well, you are in San Francisco.
That's right.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You're in the cosmic navel of
Hippie Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dolores Park.
Dolores Park.
Yeah. Okay, so we just heard Lion Ted.
America has always been best when she is lying down with her back on the mat.
Oh, God.
I guess he was trying to make a wrestling.
A double entendre. Mm-hmm. But you know what? So this, boy, now, I mean, Trump really needs to roll here with the Lion Ted.
Yeah.
Lion Ted on your back.
Yeah. And his voice sounds so inspirational when he's saying it.
All right.
back on the mat.
Let's have fun with Ben Carson. So the Treasury Department today announced that they will put Harriet Tubman's face on the $20 bill.
I'm so glad it's not Ben Carson's.
Oh, my God. We'll get to that in a second. Ironically, this is appropriate to put her on the 20 because she worked, and today is the anniversary date. I think it was 163 years ago. In 1853, Harriet Tubman started the Underground Railroad. And, of course, Jackson needs to go anyway. He was pro-slavery.
Mm-hmm.
He slaughtered Native Americans, at least advocated it. And he didn't agree with paper money to begin with. So, yeah, I think that Tubman is a good choice.
And plus, just as we've had new versions of currency over the last few decades, Andrew Jackson's forehead has gotten bigger and bigger. It's not fitting anymore.
That's so true. And by the way, so in addition to the Underground Railroad, Tubman served as a Civil War, during the Civil War, as a scout, a nurse, a cook, and a spy for the Union. But she struggled to get the pension that she was owed after the war and eventually was awarded $20 a month, a discounted rate from a full soldier's pension back in the day of $25 a month. So it's only appropriate that I think she should be on the...
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming.
But so today, oh my God, Ben Carson was on Fox Business. Listen to this.
Treasury has announced that Andrew Jackson is getting kicked off the $20 bill. Harriet Tubman, the African-American abolitionist, is going on. I don't know where Andrew goes now. But what do you think of that? And what do you think of Harriet Tubman getting on the face of U.S. currency?
Well, I think Andrew Jackson was a tremendous secretary. A tremendous president. Andrew Jackson was the last president who actually balanced the federal budget, where we had no national debt.
And here he gets kicked off the $20 bill.
Right. So in honor of that, we kick him off of the money.
But are you anti-Harriet Tubman?
No. Okay. I love Harriet Tubman. Right. I love what she did. But we can find another way to honor her. Maybe a $2 bill.
Right.
Or maybe
give him the $2 bill or whatever. But resolve it that way.
Dude, you didn't just say put her on the $2 bill.
What kind
of queer as? What? Hello. What the hell is going on with the Republicans today? Put her on the $2 bill. Remove sponge from your mouth and put it back in your head where it belongs and go back to sleep. Oh, my God.
He was having a good 420. That's all it was.
No,
he was having
kidding.
A really good 420.
Dude, I hope in a half hour you're going to be watching the time-traveling Bong at 10:30 on Comedy Central, the three-part miniseries.
Ugh.
With Paul, with Glazer and Paul W. Downs discovered that their new Bong can transport them any place, anytime.
and they have to use it again to get back.
I think so.
Oh, man.
What was he thinking saying that?
He what? Well, okay. First of all, it's Ben Carson.
Yeah.
And well, I am sure he has cured many patients' eyesight and given them a great quality of life. I think he's a savant.
I think so, too.
Do.
I mean, you look,
having
I agree.
Said that, he's factually inaccurate so far as Jackson being the last president to balance the budget, Clinton, under the Clinton administration,
right.
The federal budget balanced for
That's
a minute. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and also secretary or president, different,
yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah.
And it's a gaffe, I get it.
Yeah, that was.
I've already made two.
That's
tonight.
Not a bad gaffe. But I just think that the $2 bill, he thought that out and he said that.
It's so.
Wow.
It's barely. It's like the paper equivalent of a penny.
And by
it's
the way.
It's less than that because you actually see pennies in circulation.
By the way, I want to say this. And here's the other thing that stuck out to me today that nobody's talked about. And you will hear people start discussing it tomorrow probably. The changes, although they will actually go into effect by 2020, they do not expect to roll the new $20 bill out with Harriet Tubman on. It will not be in circulation until 2030. So why does it take 14 years? It doesn't. It has politics written all over it. So that the people made these decisions will not be in play as to where they are today.
Okay,
because
do you think the backlash is going to be?
Some moron, I believe, thinks somewhere that it's too hot to touch right now. Because we're so racially divisive in this country.
People are
going to
go and burn it up in the streets? I mean,
I know.
We have some ugly, ugly things
so
in America.
So racially charged.
Right.
Still.
I know.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
And so you've got to think that this was an active, it's an active decision that was made on someone's
Let
point.
Let it cool down.
Let it cool down. And, oh, well, we hope that America's
they'll
not
be out of
as,
office.
Yes, that people will, they'll be out of office. And then somebody who's dealing with this 14 years from now, it'll be their problem. Right.
They're
and
like,
they
we don't want to deal with this.
I didn't do this. This was not my administration. This was done,
I'm retired by.
When we have President Kardashian, you know.
President West.
President West.
Yes, get it right. He'll be able to say, well, you know, it was Obama who did this.
Yep.
I really think this just stinks. Come on, it doesn't. How many? Look, they've already, I'm sure the engravers are already working on the plates. Come on, for the press.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have the mock-ups. And it's,
sure.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Yeah. So look out for that one. That'll be a hot potato in the next coming days here. All right. Have a great night. Time to wrap it up. Have a great, wonderful rest of the 420. And we'll make more tomorrow on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.